piece I wanted to just sort of conclude by talking about was this piece by Cheyenne Palisades, and it's got some floating hover text over it that says very proudly, created by Cheyenne Palisades from found objects. And we start out, we're confronted by a kind of crashed up, it looks like a New York City taxi cab filled with R2-D2s. And there's R2-D2s in the trunk, and like the whole car is just sort of like smoking, like the engine's just sort of blown up, and there's R2-D2s like everywhere, like they're underneath the car, so it looks like he's hit an R2-D2, there's one driving it, there's just lots of them. And this piece in general, the piece goes on to have these different kind of tableaus that you look at and that you kind of interact with, and I'll describe them in just a minute. This piece is obviously not the kind of dead serious transcendent art statement that, you know, I think normally is the kind of thing that I look to talk about. But I like this piece a lot because it's just really funny. It's stupid, but in a good way. I say that very gingerly because I don't want the artist to misunderstand what I'm saying. I like that it is made from what the artist is referring to as found objects. I kind of question whether or not the term found object is actually appropriate in this term, in this way, if not, you know, pre-existing objects or something, whatever. I mean, I understand what the artist is trying to say. These are not objects that the artist has actually made. The artist has simply assembled them and arranged them as such. And one of the things I like about it is that it's got this really geeky humor, that I often feel as though artists in Second Life and a lot of the people that I hang out in Second Life, we all try to sort of pretend that we're not nerds. And this piece just sort of assumes that its audience is filled with nerds. So I just kind of liked it for that. And so what we've got here is you've got these different sort of like those kind of backgrounds to a science fair kind of things, you know, like when you're a kid and you had a science fair, you always had to have like this kind of background that explained like the evidence that you had. You'd have like a little kind of banner with a text above it that sort of explained what you're trying to go out and prove. So for instance, there's one that says the R2-D2s make a break for it. And you go and you stand on the little star that's in front of it, and it tells you a little story about these. This is all about robots going crazy and trying to escape. And there are these different photographs that the artist has taken using these different sort of found objects or, you know, reappropriated objects or however you want to call it. You know, and these kind of tableaus the artist has made and set up and photographed with dramatic lighting and everything. And then you kind of go through, and let me see, there's R2-D2... There's Gort's anger management class could not be considered a success. There's Bender incites his fellows to riot. Bender is a character from Futurama. He's basically the only character here that I have any like real firsthand sort of connection to. And then there's a display about Roombas going crazy and I don't know, rising up against their unholy masters or something. Roombas are these little robot vacuum cleaners. These actually exist. Unlike the other robots that are referred to in this, Roombas are real things. You can buy them at like Target or Walmart, and they're like $150, and they robotically come in and they just automatically vacuum your apartment. And I've thought of getting one many times, and I never have any money. So, anyway, why am I talking about this? I am very impressed by the level of scale, the attention to detail, the unabashed sense of glee, and just sort of joy that is exhibited in this piece. That this is a piece that is probably set up here at Brooklyn is Watching to completely piss off any kind of serious connoisseur of Second Life art, whatever that is. And yet this person has made this work that has got to be fairly labor intensive in terms of the amount of time and effort and, you know, things that were probably like photographs that were taken and eliminated and just the right ones picked out and all that sort of thing. So, you know, there's generally, you can't fault it in that, like, it's not thrown together in a way that's like sloppy or shows lack of care. If anything, totally the opposite. This is a very thoughtfully put together piece. And I'd say that the photographs that are taken are beautifully taken, and the arrangement, that they have set up where you kind of go up to these little diorama kind of pieces and then you're given this information about what's going on. It kind of makes use of, it doesn't just use the convention of like kind of flat artwork or flat photography. It's using something that's kind of in between flat and 3D because you've got that kind of interactive sort of feel that Second Life art has. And yet it's incorporating photography. So, I think this is great. I think this is totally great. And I think it, is a completely smart ass piece that makes me very, very interested to see what else this artist has done. And I just think it's, you know, apparently the theme for this week is, major fuck yous to art people. Which I'm always in favor of that. And so this is sort of on the other end of the spectrum where we have the Big Bang on one end, sort of, which I feel like is sort of beaten up on me and is, you know, trying to single-handedly destroy my Second Life. And then on the other hand, we have this piece with these, like, marauding robots just going crazy. And it's such a silly piece that brings in so much, like, popular culture silliness. But yet is so thoughtfully and carefully constructed that I think it just really, it sits there sort of threatening to kind of completely undermine Second Life art as we know it, basically. So anyway, that's our podcast.